Saturday Love. DJ Maurice Wilkie. Mo Saturday Love. Boston's new urban heat. 98.1 FM.
Welcome back, Saturday Love. I'm Maurice Wilkie. And we resume our conversations with automotive journalist. He writes for simplyrides.com. He's also a social justice jeweler. I like that new title. I've never heard that, but I like that title. And the line is called Rocks by Sekou. And finally, he's the lead coordinator and fundraiser for the Morrison Golf Classic in Falmouth, Mass. Welcome back, Sekou Writes.
DJ Maurice Wilkie, having me back in the building. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. So we're going to touch upon a few things today. And top of that list is actually a new car that you've test driven, a new automobile. Well, it's not necessarily a new automobile company or a brand, but you've actually found some interesting things on your ride from New York to Nashville. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I call it an annual pilgrimage. I do an annual pilgrimage from New York to Nashville every year around Christmas. This year was a little later than usual because, as you mentioned, I am now a social justice jeweler. So I was doing some trunk shows in New York, which delayed my departure. But I like to drive from New York all the way down to Nashville because it gives me some time to really live with the car and
yep.
experience some things that I might miss if I just did a quick jog around the block, for example.
Okay.
So this year, I took the Kia Optima. It's 2019 SX, and it was real sexy. I had it in New York for a couple of days before I started my pilgrimage. And I got to tell you, what really got people's attention were the seats.
the seats
were black and red leather, like the black kind of border, the red, and people loved the seats. So even before I left New York, people were talking to me about the seats in their Kia. And because they would often notice the seats first, they'd be like, hey, those are really nice seats. Wait a minute, what kind of car is this? That's kind of how the interaction would go.
Really?
But yeah, it was a very cool looking car.
In addition to the seats, are there any other features of this automobile that, you know, would catch a potential buyer's eye?
Well, what I like most about Kia is that they cram all the high-end features into the car and still keep the price point low. So, were there any features, notable features? Sure, there are plenty of notable features. Like, it was really crammed with things. Like, blind spot detection is still one of my favorite car features. I feel like it should be included in every car automatically because it's so helpful. It adds such a layer of safety and confidence and driving confidence. That's one thing. There is a hard button, by which I mean a physical button on the dashboard, that you can program to basically do just about anything you need in the car. So I programmed the button on my drop down to activate the phone because my phone was connected to Bluetooth, another high-end feature, to the car. And so when I tapped that hard button, it would automatically bring up like the recent calls. And so I could, you know, call someone back from the touchscreen, which is another feature I just slipped in there. So lots of features, like a lot of things that I really enjoyed about the car. The curb appeal, as I mentioned, was really hot. The seats got people's attention. But the safety features were pretty robust. And I was using it with Android Auto. So I had connected my phone to the device in Android Auto. So that's an app that Android has developed with some car companies to help keep your eyes on the road. And it basically simplifies all the information. So it'll give you just the very basics so you can see what's going on your phone at a glance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I attached that to the dashboard so I didn't have to look around before I could just, you know, look over at my phone and back to the road. So I mentioned that to say that feature worked well in complement with the Kia Optima features.
Very nice. Did that particular model that you happen to be test driving, did it happen to have that sporty sunroof, that nice sunroof? I'm a child of the sun, so I'd like sun on my face.
Oh, yeah. The panoramic sunroof collected all the light. Yeah, that was great. That was great. It was great for letting in light. And people love that feature because you can't always tell that the sunroof basically extends for the whole car from outside the car. It's dark enough so that it looks solid. Once you get inside the car, you can see that the panoramic sunroof goes all the way back and it really lets in light. So the people in the back seat, too, so they can have some fun.
Nice. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. I might have to actually get my butt out there and take a test drive when all the snow melts away.
You guys are still stuck in the snow, huh?
Yes, we are. I definitely admit, and painfully so, that because of our recent snowfall, Harper was the name of the storm, I missed the International Car Show that came over the weekend. So I'm kind of bummed about that.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things definitely happen around here in the wintertime. But
the Detroit Auto Show just happened recently, too. I missed it because I'm in Nashville, but that's the biggest one of the year. Mm. And they do it snow or shine. It doesn't matter how much it snows and how cold it is, they're going to do it. I've been there in Detroit for that car show, and it gets cold. Just a quick sidebar. One time I was there, and the window of the hotel got so cold that it iced up from the outside and only left a tiny little circle that I could see out of. Like, that's how cold it was.
Wow, that's interesting. That's wild.
Yeah, it was right out of a movie.
And you definitely know movies. All right, since you went to Nashville, let's play a little bit of Arrested Development for you, you know, for your folks down there in Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Take me to a
back with Sekou Writes right here on Saturday Love on 98.1 FM. And you were actually telling me off air that you had an interesting conversation when you were down there in the Ville.
I did. And I neglected to mention the whole title of the car. So I drove down in the 2019 Kia Optima SX Turbo. Let me get that on the record for the Kia people. I appreciate the car.
No problem.
Yeah, when I got here to Nashville, I've got a circle of friends and family, and I was talking about my drive and how the movie The Green Book has affected a little bit of how I move from Nashville to New York. Like, I tend to think about the places where it would be best to stop. You know, I don't want to be alarmist, but I've noticed that there's been an uptick in racial incidents, an uptick in polarization. In society, so I want to avoid any problems, right? So anyway, I was talking about this with one of my uncles, and he told me about his experiences with The Green Book. For those of you who are not familiar, The Green Book was originally a physical book that was passed from hand to hand. It was a list of places where it was safe to stop when you were traveling on the road back in the day. So the places where it was safe to spend the night, or places where it was safe to eat for black folks. So I was talking to him about it, and he mentioned his experiences, or some of his kind of periphery experiences with The Green Book. He was in the military, and he said that often he would call ahead when he was driving at night to the hotel to make a reservation, because it wasn't as easy as it is now to just show up at a hotel at any time of night and be able to check in. So he would have to stop somewhere, you know, find a payphone, call ahead to the hotel, make a reservation. He said that even so, often he would arrive, and he was in the military, so he was coming in the door in full uniform. And so this is obviously somebody who was serving our country. And he would come in, and all of a sudden, the reservation would vanish. They'd say, oh, we're sorry, you know, someone came in and rented the room. And so he would be denied service, you know, over and over again. And so it got to the point where, instead of calling ahead to a hotel, he would wait until he got to town, and he would ask where the black neighborhood is. And then he would go to a black neighborhood and have drinks or a meal at a black restaurant, and from there be able to talk to people about where he could stay without being denied service.
Wow. That's incredible. That film, Green Book, actually got a number of Oscar nominations. So if people have, yes, it has, for Best Picture, for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Film Editing. So if you haven't seen Green Book with Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali, you should definitely try to check it out. That's a fascinating story, though.
Yeah, and it just speaks to the fact that these stories are not far removed. Like, this is an uncle of mine who I've known, you know, my whole life. He's not a blood uncle, but he's a play uncle, but I've known him my whole life. And, you know, we've never talked about that kind of thing. It only came up because I was talking about my long-distance drives between New York and Nashville and the places that I tend to avoid. And so that's how it came up. And it was a very interesting conversation, but it's, you know, not that far removed from now, from today.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you for sharing that. And also thank your uncle for sharing that story as well. Wow.
Absolutely. I'll tell them to tune in and check out the show.
Thank you very much. We're going to take another brief pause. And when we come back, we're going to actually talk about some notable African-Americans and some blacks who are in the automotive industry. We're sitting down and talking with Sekou Wrights. And you're listening to Saturday Love right here on 98.1 FM.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. Up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there, cause all I do is win, 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 and if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
That's right. All we are is just winners right here on 98.1 FM, Saturday Love, Maurice Wilkie, and still with me, Sekou Wrights, who's going to share with us some winners in the automotive industry. Who might some of those people be?
Right. So I guess my point is I want to start talking about some of the people of color who are doing well in the automotive industry. I think it's important for people to know that they exist. So first name I want to mention is Ed Welburn. He's retired now, but he was GM's Vice President of Global Design. And so as such, he was the highest ranking African-American at any auto company when he retired. And he worked his way all the way up through the car industry. And he's had a number of cool things happen to him. As you can imagine, the Transformers movie franchise is very automotive dependent.
Yep, the Autobots.
Transformers transform into cars, right.
Yep.
So Ed Welburn was involved in the creation of some of those characters.
Really?
And so, well, let me not overstate it. I won't get the phrasing right. He was involved in the film.
Okay.
Like, he didn't invent any of the Transformers. But because many of the Transformers transformed into GM vehicles, he was involved. That's accurate to say. And so, because of that involvement, they actually filmed some of the scenes for Transformers in his office, in his actual office. And he made a cameo in, I think, the fourth Transformers movie.
Yeah, he was yelling at Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last time I saw Mr. Welburn, he was wearing these, what looked like stainless steel Transformer cufflinks. So he really became a big part of the Transformers movie franchise. And he was a big part of the automotive industry. And he was well-liked and loved by many people. So he was operating at the highest level of any African-American in the automotive industry. So tip of the hat to Mr. Ed Welburn.
Very nice tip of the hat. Thank you. Also some history that was actually going on, very contemporary history. I like that. And hopefully he inspires, you know, many more people in the industry as well. Very cool.
Absolutely.
So we're going to shift gears, and I think you do that a lot of in a lot of cars these days, you know, whether it be the Camaro, the Camaro Bumblebee, shifting a gear or two. Any kind of random things, thoughts, you know, or announcements you want to make?
Yeah, so as SimplyRides.com evolves, I'm trying to do more and more different things. For 2019, I'm going to be selling cars on the site, or making cars available for sale. Like, I'm not a car salesman, but I will list cars on the site that people can go and purchase from other people. I'm doing that to help facilitate the process. Like, sometimes people of color in particular want to have a seamless automotive experience, automotive buying experience. They don't want to encounter anything that feels like racism or feels like being treated unfairly. And so one of the ways around that is to kind of do some things online. So I am trying to curate a small list of folks that I'm working with to sell cars. And I will put, you know, your listeners and my website viewers in touch with those people.
So they basically just go to simplyrides.com and you'll have a tab where they can actually check that stuff out.
Absolutely. Simplyrides.com. That'll be the place.
Very cool. I like that. Very nice. Well, thank you for that service. A lot of people will probably want to get more involved in that because you know your car.
I'm trying.
And also, in terms of your social justice jewelry, anything we can also look forward to coming down the road?
Well, there's a lot going on with that. You know, as you mentioned, I'm a social justice jeweler. What that means is I make bracelets, and when I sell them, I give 10% to a charity or nonprofit that does work in the African-American community. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and there's been a lot of momentum recently. I'm in the current issue of Essence Magazine. There's a stand-up comic named Guy Tori who got one of my Panther Panther Power bracelet for his birthday. And he's been talking about it on social media. And actually, he just did a show in Nashville, which is where I am now. Huh. So I came to the show and we took some photos together.
Okay.
And commiserated a little bit. And the Panther Collection line was created. It was inspired by Black Panther, the comic book superhero, and also the movie. And I was trying to imagine what a vibranium bracelet might look like. And it's expanded into a whole collection now.
Very
cool. Yeah, I'm excited about the momentum that that Rockstar Shake Crew has. And just today, I noticed that the bracelet that I was wearing matched the car seat of the Lexus that I'm currently test driving.
So that's
definitely
cool.
About, more about that in the coming weeks.
Nice. Well, shout out to you for doing that. And as far as finding that cool coincidence, shout out to Guy Tori. And continued success with your jewelry line, too. And I would be remiss if I did not mention once again that Sekou is the lead coordinator for the Morrison Golf Classic. You have definitely time this year, you know, to get yourself down to Falmouth or get yourself reserved a spot. And that's happening when this year again?
So this year, the weekend is August 23rd through the 25th. My parents created the Morrison Golf Classic.
I said coordinate. I didn't say you were that person that actually invented it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to get a whooping.
You're right. I hear you.
So they created it in the year 2000. So this will be the 19th year for us. So super excited about that. We've been able to keep it going so long. And honestly, when they first started it, like, I was involved on a much lower level. Like, I was buying ice and carrying hot dogs.
Okay.
Doing simple things like that. But now, you know, as I've grown up, I've been able to involve some of the things that I do or infuse those things into this event. So there's always an automotive component. We've had some automotive sponsors like Toyota and Cadillac in the past. This past year, we actually sold cars for the first time at the Classic. So you can come, have a good time, have some drinks, and then leave with a car. So that's pretty cool. And so we're always expanding the offering. And yeah, this weekend is August 23rd to 25th. So mark your calendars and check the website, MorrisonGolfClassic.com and at Morrison Golf Classic on social media.
Okay. And before we let you leave, how can people find you online?
You know, the best thing to do is to just search for Sekou, S-E-K-O-U, Rights, W-R-I-T-E-S. That'll get you to SekouRights.com. And from there, you'll find links to all these other things that I do, to Rocks by Sekou, to the Morrison Golf Classic, and of course, to Simply Rides, my automotive channel.
Word. So what is Sekou rocking in his car these days in terms of cruise and music?
On the ride down, I got caught up in this podcast, which I know is not what you asked, but I just want to mention, I got caught up in this podcast called Homecoming. And there's three seasons of it. But this podcast has become so popular that they've turned it into a TV show starring Julia Roberts. And so that's an interesting. Podcast being so popular that Amazon picked it up, bought the rights, and turned it into a TV show. And that was really fascinating. So there wasn't music per se, but it was well scored, and there were a number of kind of spooky musical elements because it's a completely auditory experience, or it was at the time, where you're just listening. And so the mood had to be conveyed by music in I think, a stronger way than a TV show. So that's what I listened to just about the whole way down from New York to Nashville this year. But I know you probably have some songs in mind. So why don't you tell me what you're bumping in your car?
I'm definitely pumping some of the new, speaking of automotive, actually there's, I mean, this is kind of that kind of show. There's a new song by Kendrick Lamar featuring Anderson .Paak, and it's called Tints, like the window being tinted. So let's check that out right now. And thanks, Sekou, for joining us today for his Sekou Writes segment. He'll definitely be back in a couple weeks, and we look forward to it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Sekou Writes, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the music. Here's Kendrick Lamar and Anderson .Paak.
I'm Kendrick Lamar, respect me from afar. I was made in this image, you call me a god. Everybody in attendance, I'm about to perform. Everybody get offended by the shit I got on. Like, can you buy that 900 horse? Can you drive that G5? Can you fly that? I need tints so I can look at the snakes and poses.
I need tints,
cause bomb is non-disclosure.
I need tints
so I can live with a peace of mind without taking a peace of mind and peace be still and
night.
Fix it, ticket, you pull me over and might see one of your...
Trying to throw a bag in the safe. You get to
Boston, that Saturday love all afternoon. Saturday love on Boston's new Urban Heat, 98.1 FM.